6:24. And with me from Milford Asset Management is Frances Sweetman. Hi, Frances.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, strong week for the markets. Has this been driven by that US-Mexico trade deal?
It has. There has been a bit of a relief rally in markets. I think it gives some comfort that a trade deal with China is still on the cards before the next round of tariffs imposed. But there has been some more support, and that's really been from comments from Jerome Powell, the chairman of the US Reserve. And last week he made some comments that suggested he could be more open to cutting US rates. So the markets are now expecting a rate cut, potentially even next month. So that has been supportive for markets that are very sensitive to interest rates, not only because it's supporting the global economy, which has slowed, but also because it justifies those high share markets. They look relatively more attractive compared to bonds and cash. So we need to keep watching those rates.
Right. The Australian share market has been really strong. What's going on there?
Well, there's a couple of factors. Firstly, I think it's staging a bit of a relief rally post-election. The market was surprised by that election results, and it takes away some of the risk on the housing market due to those tax changes the opposition have proposed. And you've seen things like the banks rally really hard because they had some more regulatory risk. So the markets were relieved, and that's been supporting the performance. There is a bit of catch-up. The Australian market's relatively cheap. It has underperformed the global markets because of that political instability and housing market weakness. We've also seen a rate cut there. The Reserve Bank of Australia cut rates to 1.25% last week. And as I said, markets are sensitive to rates. So there's a couple of factors that are supporting the Australian market and see it very strong this month.
Right. And now domestically, I mean, it's been quite big news and well received that Costco is coming to New Zealand, which has really been painted as being very good for consumers. But is it going to be any good for our listed retailers?
That's a great question, because we do have a number of listed retailers on our share market, actually. We've got The Warehouse, Kathmandu, Hammerstein's, Glassons, Briscoe's, Michael Hill. It's a reasonably big sector for the New Zealand market. Costco is a really compelling model, isn't it? Because it offers thousands of products, and those prices can be 20 to 30% below other retailers. So it does compete with a number of retailers. I think The Warehouse is the one that's probably the most directly impacted, and that share price is off 2% today. I think it's more of a sentiment issue, actually, because with only one store, then you're not going to see an impact on profits anytime soon. But retailers are very unpopular. They're sort of in the bad box globally. They trade on cheap valuations because of that pressure from online spend, people spending more on experiences, the consumer being used to discounting. It's a very tough environment. And in New Zealand, I think it's worse because we've got all these new retailers coming to the market. We've seen H&M, Zara, potentially IKEA, now Costco, one of the world's biggest retailers. So that competition isn't going to make it any easier in what's already a tough environment. So I think retailers are going to continue to do it tough, and we'll see those valuations staying quite low.
Hey, really good to talk to you, Frances. Thanks for your time. It's Frances Sweetman, Milford Asset Management. Interesting on that Costco thing, because you would have heard Duncan Bridgman talking about it on the show last night. Costco's got a really interesting model. It's not your average retailer. You don't just rock up and buy stuff at Costco. You have to take out a subscription. You have to pay a membership fee. Anyway, Rod Oram is going to run us through that because he wants to talk about it as well. And we'll talk to him, I think at about 20 to 7 or thereabouts, so in about 12 minutes. We'll take the news next, 6:30.